Hello, and welcome to this podcast from Consider This. Please let me know what you think and tell others about us on social media. This podcast was originally broadcast live on Northumberland 89.7 FM. You can hear this show live every Friday at noon. Thank you for downloading this program, and I hope you enjoy it.
Hello and welcome back. This is Consider This Northumberland, and I'm your host, Robert Washburn, and you're listening to Northumberland 89.7 FM. In 2012, Port Hope Council adopted a cultural plan with five strategic goals. The municipality would support cultural assets, raise awareness and build on existing assets, strengthen emerging cultural groups, increase cultural participation, and respond to the needs for cultural spaces. These lofty objectives have guided the town for the past decade. Now they are being reviewed by town staff to figure out what should be happening for the next decade. Leslie Murray, Manager of Community Recreation and Culture, is currently reaching out to the public to get input on what should be happening within Port Hope. A survey is currently underway, but there is a lot more going on. I'm so pleased to have with me today Leslie Murray, the Manager of Community Recreation and Culture for Port Hope. Welcome to Consider This Northumberland.
Thanks for having me.
How would you describe the cultural landscape of Port Hope?
Well, it's pretty diverse. Port Hope has a really diverse, really unique culture, and we differ a lot from our neighboring municipalities. We've got a lot of similarities and a lot of commonalities, but Port Hope definitely has some really unique features and some really unique cultural aspects.
So tell me a bit about the things that you share with other places in Northumberland.
Mm-hmm. I think that we're known for some things culturally in Port Hope. We've got a great music scene. We've got a great restaurant scene. We've got some really diverse programming, and we've got a lot of really strong, really dedicated community partners that lead cultural initiatives and events and festivals and all sorts of things that just really define our culture and really elevate our culture.
Give me a small grocery list, a couple of those things that you've just talked about that are specific.
Yeah. Well, I think that just the natural environmental aspects of Port Hope add a lot to our culture. So having such a long and expansive waterfront and having the river running right through the rural areas as well as the downtown core creates some really great cultural opportunities for different types of historical signage or interpretive signage. It creates ways where people can interact with that natural landscape in great ways, such as the Riverwalk or some of the activities that happen at our beaches. I think also the diversity. If you look at the festivals that are offered in Port Hope and you look at the events that are offered in Port Hope, they really range in terms of the ages that they are appeal to, the people that they recruit, where those people are coming to visit us from. It's really diverse for a town the size of Port Hope, and it's something that we're continue to be very proud of in Port Hope.
What are the challenges for culture in Port Hope?
So I think some of the things we just talked about as strengths also present some of the challenges because it is very diverse. The interests and the different groups that exist in Port Hope are very diverse. There's different interests for different times of year. There's different ways that people want to participate. And then additionally, the people participating in our events and in our cultural activities are very diverse. Some are coming from Port Hope. Some are coming from other places within Northumberland County or further away. So their needs when they're engaging with us culturally are different.
You talk about this in very general terms. Can you be specific about all these different things that you keep alluding to? Can you maybe give us some concrete examples so that people who are listening can maybe refer to something or remember something so that they have a point of reference?
Absolutely. An example that I would use would be something like spaces for cultural activities. So So we've got lots of different spaces throughout the municipality that can be rented. There are some private venues. There are some outdoor locations. We often see different interest groups looking to use those same spaces at the same times or for similar purposes. So finding a balance that ensures that all those activities and all those things can still happen and be spaced out over more time would be an example of one of the things that we would work on. Ensuring that things that are new, so new festivals, new ideas, new evolutions of events or of activities that the community expresses interest in, making sure that there's space for those new evolutions and making sure that there's support from the municipality and from the other event and culture creators in the community to help those things get off the ground and help them evolve into staple events and festivals and opportunities.
Why should anyone care about a cultural plan?
Yeah, we hope everyone will care about a cultural plan. And that's why we've been out doing community engagement in a really large way regarding this culture plan revisit or revamp that we're doing. And this drives some of the priorities of the activities that happen in the municipality. It helps us identify not just what the municipality needs, but what our event partners need, what other cultural creators need, what local businesses need in order to help to evolve this culture and to help to grow this culture in Port Hope, right down to basics. So there's the big ideas and there's the big themes on what we want Port Hope to feel like and some of the things we want to focus on with culture, right down to the nitty gritty things like we mentioned spaces or the process involved in hosting an event or hosting a cultural activity. Is it easy? Is it user-friendly? Can we improve it?
That's really interesting because when I was thinking about culture, you know, it's the kind of thing, you know, you think about the local musicians that play at the Ganey Hotel or mm-hmm. the kids that go to an art camp or, you know, the local artists who have a show at a gallery. There's lots of things that go on like that. How does that differentiate from other activities that go on within the municipality and what makes them unique that fit into this umbrella of cultural planning?
Mm-hmm. I think each of them is unique. And the needs of the organizers are unique. The needs of the attendees are unique. And I think we see not only municipally led events or festivals, we also see events and festivals led by our partners. And those are different. The needs are different. The requirements are different. And we want to ensure that this culture plan lays a framework for us to really support those and to really enable that kind of event and festival and opportunity.
Now, there are some high profile cultural activities that appear to dominate the town. And I'm thinking of things like the Capitol Theater, the Float Your Fanny Down the Ganey, the Heritage Architecture. What are some of the cultural gems that people might not know about, but should?
Mm-hmm. Well, just this past weekend, a local organization, Critical Mass Arts, led their first ever Goose Ball. So that was an event led by Critical Mass and their volunteers and their team. It was led at a municipal facility as part of a foundational funding agreement. And it was an event that really aimed to target absolutely everybody. It was all ages. It had so many different aspects that anyone attending would have been able to find something of interest and something that appealed to them. And it encouraged people to engage with art and arts in the community in a whole different way. So that would be an example of one of those new evolutions that we see coming from one of our partners that will impact the cultural landscape of Port Hope.
So for those of us who don't know the name of the group or what they did, can you describe what the group does and what they did on the weekend?
Oh, most definitely. So Critical Mass is Critical Mass Art is a local organization that really strives to bring arts to the community and make sure that it's accessible to all. And they launched their inaugural, they're hoping it will be an annual event, Goose Ball. And the Goose Ball was Critical Mass's sort of take on, I think they called it democratizing the gala. So, you know, their promotional materials talked about the Met Gala and some of these high profile galas that happen that aren't accessible to all. the Goose Ball encouraged people to come in costumes that celebrated the arts, to bring their kids. The ticket price was extremely reasonable and very affordable. And it involved a whole bunch of different local partners for food, for music, for DJ services, and allowed people just to come out and connect. So, feedback that we heard from parents was it was incredible to be able to experience a night out close to home without having to find a babysitter, and for their kids to be able to engage in the same way. It was a spectacular event. And again, I hope it does become an annual event.
Things change over time. At one point, there was the All-Canadian Jazz Festival in Port Hope. There's been the Vintage Film Festival. Again, the Float Your Fanny Down the Gannett, the Capitol mm-hmm. Theater, the Farmers Market, the Canadian Firefighters Museum. All those things have been seminal for a very long time, but things are changing. In 2012, there was a cultural plan adopted by council, but some of these things are no longer around. Some of them still are around. How do you see the cultural landscape changing in Port Hope?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, the cultural plan that you mentioned that was adopted in 2012 was based on five pillars. And when we started to look, we're at the midpoint. It's a 20-year plan. So we're at the midpoint of that plan. And when we started to look at, sort of a community check-in, what we were able to identify is that the pillars are still very valid and the pillars are still really relevant. Where we want to consult the community and we want to look at updating is the activities related to those pillars. So our community engagement has been focused on identifying, just what you've asked. What's changed? What's important right now? We're coming out of a pandemic that's been hugely impactful, for the municipality and also for many of our partners and many of the not-for-profit groups and small businesses locally. And what they need in order to continue or in order to innovate and to grow might look really different than, it did in the landscape of 2012. So we're really hoping to find new ways to take those pillars, those five pillars, and really activate them and make them relevant, make them doable, and take the community feedback to identify the most important steps related to each of those pillars over the next few years.
In that report, it talked about a goal of identifying the town's ability to broaden the cultural participation. Mm-hmm. How successful or not has the town been in achieving that goal?
Yeah, we've seen participation in cultural events and festivals grow, and we've seen a lot of new partners and a lot of new activities. Of course, the few years that were impacted by COVID had a big impact there. So we saw a few years of a lot of contraction in this sector. And then as we're coming out of that, we're starting to see new event organizers come back with ideas and things that they want to activate within Port Hope. We're seeing partners that we've worked with before reactivating their events and reactivating their activities and finding new ways to deliver. So I think it has been successful, and I think it's always a moving target. We always want to keep looking at increasing that participation, and as things change, we've got to adapt to do that. So when we have people coming to Port Hope from other communities, they might have different expectations or different ideas that they can bring and they can share with us and allow us to keep that evolution to make sure things stay relevant and stay engaging.
Also in the report, it talked about collaboration and partnerships, and you've mentioned many times in our conversation already the importance of these partnerships, working collaboratively with the community. Can you give us some examples of this type of activity and these partnerships so that people might better understand what you're talking about when you allude to this?
Mm-hmm. Yeah. That's one of the most important parts of this plan is Port Hope's culture is a huge and enormous canvas. So the municipality certainly runs some events and festivals and facilitates a lot of cultural activities and permitting processes, things like that. But so many partners contribute to developing the culture, whether it's agricultural partners or event partners, art partners, all different kinds of partners. And that's really our goal, is to further those partnerships and act in a way that's supportive to those partners and those community contacts that want to impact the culture and that want to have cultural offerings within Port Hope.
Can you give me some specific examples, some names and events?
So some of the best examples would be our three foundational funding partners. So the municipality has just launched foundational funding agreements with three partners in the community. So these are partners that have previously come through the community grant program and met a certain criteria based on number of years funded and some other things. So we've developed foundational funding agreements with those partners, being Critical Mass Art, The Capitol Theater, and Floater Fanny. So working with those three groups, those three organizations, we've worked on foundational funding agreements that really define how the partnership will evolve and the ways that we can work together to have more impact than if we were, you know, working separately, and to make sure that we're supporting those partners appropriately and recognizing the work that they do in Port Hope to impact the culture and just to really change what it's like to live here, change what it's like to visit here.
What about the smaller organizations, the smaller arts groups that are looking to either grow themselves or to start up? What does Port Hope offer them, and what's being done to nurture those groups so that they can at some point down the road become like these other bigger partners?
Yeah. And that's it exactly. We want to nurture those smaller partners. We want to nurture those new ideas. So a lot of what's happened while we've been collecting feedback to drive the culture plan revamp or the culture plan refresh is getting out and meeting with those partners. So we've held multiple focus groups, multiple online surveys, some lunch and learn sessions, some planning sessions, some pop-up activations around town through the summer to try to connect with as many of these groups as possible and hear, what do you need? What would help you from a cultural perspective? How can the municipality support, and how can we work together? And I mentioned before, you know, things like process and permitting. We want to hear from these smaller organizations when they apply to host an event, what went really smoothly and where can we adapt or where can we evolve?
You mentioned this earlier in conversation, and I'd like to come back to it a bit, and that's space for cultural activities. Mm-hmm. Is there sufficient space in Port Hope to host or to enable all these events to take place, or is there a need to create more?
Yeah, so we're talking a lot about that in those feedback sessions, and I think that we could always use more space. However, we're trying to identify ways to better leverage the spaces that do exist and to better promote the spaces that do exist, be they municipal, private, you know, promoting use of our parks, promoting use of our outdoor spaces, even looking at the expansion that's happening at our Town Park Recreation Center and figuring out what opportunities that could present. So space is definitely a hot topic.
How is the diversity and multicultural nature of Port Hope reflected in the town's activities?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, so when someone wants to hold a cultural event or they want to create an opportunity in the community, the process would be similar for anyone wanting to apply. So it certainly doesn't discriminate, and it allows for a development of new festivals and new opportunities. And we are working with the partners that we've been talking to try to figure out how we can promote more diversity. So, you know, working with our Indigenous partners to ensure that we're creating space and opportunity for celebrations and events that are important to their culture, and that we're giving others the opportunity to connect to those events and those opportunities. Working with different interest groups and just making sure that we're always trying to evolve. We're not offering the same Canada Day celebration that we offered 50 years ago, and we won't be offering the same Canada Day celebration 20 years from now.
It wasn't too long ago that there was a great deal of controversy around a statue in front of Town Hall. And at the time, there were reports done and suggestions made, but it's become a point of debate. Is this plan going to address things like the statue and other cultural artifacts and their place within the community?
That's definitely being discussed within the municipality and will be represented in some ways through this plan. But I think it's a discussion that's bigger than this plan. We are working on an Indigenous consultation policy. And I believe that policy will help guide some of the decision-making around, different culturally sensitive initiatives or events.
How can people participate in the creation of this new cultural plan?
There's a lot of ways to participate. So we currently have a community survey open. So it's available on myporthope.ca. And this community survey, again, gives you the opportunity to answer some yes and no and multiple choice questions, but also to make comments in most of the sections. We're getting some really robust feedback through this survey, and the results are coming in at a good rate. It's open until May 12th, and we are doing everything we can to really drive responses. So it's promoted on social media and our website. And we've got staff out and about trying to solicit responses at different busy locations throughout Port Hope. So we'd really hope that that anyone interested might participate in that survey. We've also hosted, as I mentioned, quite a few pop-ups and focus groups. And through those focus groups and pop-ups, we've kept track of every comment that's come in. We've got pictures, we've got links people have sent us for ideas and thoughts from other communities. And all of that information is being pulled together to, again, looking at the five pillars to develop some next steps and develop some priorities over the next few years within the existing cultural plan, but sort of a refocus of what do we need to do right now and what do we need to do in the next couple of years to really drive this forward.
Is the town hiring any consultants this time around?
So we are working with a consultant who administered the survey, who's administering the survey and then doing some interpretation of the results. And then the actual development of the next steps will be done by municipal staff working with some of our volunteers and committees.
How much money has been allotted to do the plan?
So this culture plan, because we're not actually rewriting the culture plan, we're working within an existing culture plan. So this is not a large financial undertaking. It's not a new plan or a new strategy. This is work being done by municipal staff and volunteers to, again, just to refresh, to take that culture plan, that really in-depth and detailed culture plan that we already have created, and to sort of make sure that it's not sitting on a shelf, make sure that it's not in someone's bookcase, but that it's really relevant and digestible in the now.
So where does it go from here?
Yeah, we're getting towards the end of the process, which is very exciting. We are going to be digesting those survey results. And from there, our goal is really to come up with sort of our big five moves. So we're looking to take each of those pillars and really narrow down some steps. Once we've got that that sort of narrowing down and some recommendation on the steps, that will go to our Parks, Rec, and Culture Advisory Committee for review. We'll open up for some feedback opportunities, and we'll keep working at it until we've got it just right. Then it's something that would be released. It will be a very concise synopsis of the culture plan and the current initiatives of the culture plan, and that will be shared far and wide. We're hoping to get that everywhere we can.
Leslie Murray, I want to thank you so much for talking to me today.
Oh, thanks for having me.
That was Leslie Murray, Manager of Community Recreation and Culture. I want to thank my guests this week for talking to me, and I want to thank all the listeners for tuning in today. Please join me again next week when we will talk to the people on the front lines and those behind the scenes who make a difference in your life and Northumberland County. So please tune in. If you would like to listen or share this or any podcast, please check out my website at consider-this.ca. There you will find past podcasts, news, and other information about life and politics in Northumberland County. Or you can go to the radio station's website at northumberland897.ca. I'm Robert Washburn. Thanks for taking time out of your day to listen in, and I hope over the week you will continue to consider this. Thank you for listening to this podcast from Consider This. If you have any comments or would like to suggest a story, please contact me at considerthisnorthumberland@gmail.com, or you can message me on Facebook at Consider This. If you enjoyed this podcast or are looking for more news and information about Northumberland County, please check out my website at consider-this.ca. That's consider-this.ca. And don't forget to share. And again, thank you for listening, and stay tuned for more from Consider This.